the Savior of the Blood. The real name of this church is Christ the Resurrection, but it is known by most as the Savior of the Blood. That is because it is built on the place where Emperor Alexander II was fatally wounded on March 1, 1881. The Tsar Reformer and Tsar Liberator ended serfdom, or slavery, in Russia. Due to this, the terrorist organization called the People's Will labeled the Tsar with a death sentence. The real hunting began. There were 8 attempts on the life of the Tsar. On March 1st, the Emperor was coming back from the Manege Arena to the Winter Palace. Following along the way on Malaya Sadovaya Street, an explosive had been placed, but the Imperial train chose another way and turned onto the embankment of the Catherine Channel. Here they were awaited by bomb-throwing terrorists. When the carriage was overtaken by one of the terrorists, Risakov, he had time to throw a bomb. A thunderous explosion followed, but the Emperor miraculously did not suffer. Instead of running, he remained at the tragic place. In the turmoil, another terrorist, Grinevitsky, approached almost beside him and threw a second bomb. This explosion shattered both of the Emperor's legs, and they took him to the Winter Palace, where some hours later he died. On coming to the throne, Alexander III desired to build a church on the exact place of his father's fatal wounding. A competition for the project was declared and was won by the architect Alfreda Parlanda. The construction became complicated in that the new emperor insisted to have the place where his father was killed included directly in the building. But the tragedy occurred almost in the water. In order to execute the will of the emperor, it was necessary to fill part of the channel. The cast iron grill fence was cut and the pavement was removed on which had lain the wounded Alexander II. And at the end of the construction, they were returned to the same place, already now inside of the temple. Here is where the national name comes from, Saved on the Blood. The church was for a long time under construction, a quarter of a century, from 1883 to 1907. And it was already the grandson of the Tsar Liberator, Nikolai II, who consecrated it. Revolution, however, soon burst out, and the destiny of the church was complicated from how it was planned originally. From first being a memorial temple, it became an all-access popular church, then later a vegetable storehouse, a mortuary, and a warehouse for theatrical decorations. In the 1930s, a decision was made to blow up the Savior of the Blood, along with many other churches in the northern capital. But then war began, and the city faced other problems. The Savior Resurrection Church was forgotten, and thus rescued. In the days of the Leningrad blockade, the central dome was hit by an artillery shell, which did not explode and spent many years between the floors. It was later found during the restoration. Again, there was a question of whether or not it would destroy the building, but engineers, showing miracles of courage and skill, bore the shell from the temple and thus rescued a unique monument. This is a surprisingly beautiful and unique building. Both on the outside and the inside, it is decorated with nearly 8,000 square meters of mosaics, with a rich collection of gems, enameled jewelry, unique marble floors, and stone carving. The restoration took more time than its original creation. It was built in 24 years and then later restored in 27 years. And on August 19th, 1997, exactly 90 years after its consecration, the Savior of the Blood reopened for visitors.